I want to show you probably another method which I find of use. In every design you have different elements, which we could put as earth, structural elements, plants, people, finances and so on. Up here there are what these are the real world elements, and down here these are the abstract world elements. Well, better put people back up here in the real world. Finances, legal structures and so on, right? So here we go, we've got two worlds here in our design. One is one of the organisational world and one is of the real objects that we have to deal with. The roads, plants, people, animals, houses and earthworks. Given that you can list out what things can be earthworks, what things can be waterworks, what things can be structures, you should spend some time yourself listing all the sorts of structures that you can think about. You put down trellises, horizontal, teepee, vertical, what else are there? Cylindrical terrace trellises, right? Just draw them all down, all the trellises. Fences, all what sorts of fences, you know, stone, chock and log, on and on and on. Put them, just sketch them all down. Water systems, you know, canals, swales, ponds, lakes, so on. Put them all down, draw them all down. And when you've got all these little things drawn down, all the sorts of trellises and that, say to yourself, what happens if I combine that canal with that trellis? What do I get? And so you'll have that sort of canal that you drew and that sort of trellis, a teepee trellis. The answer will be some of the poles will fall in the water. But if you can combine that sort of canal with that sort of trellis, suddenly you find that you had a whole space in your system which hadn't been filled, and you had never seen trellis canals. Now you say, what will happen if I trellis the canal? What will I grow? Well, I'll grow grapes. What will happen if the grapes are out over the water? I'll drown trying to collect my grapes. However, if I put a boat on the water and make the trellis high enough so I can sit in the boat and go along, I don't even have to carry the damn grapes. They just drift along with me. What's more, no birds can get these grapes because birds have to fly up and land to get grapes and they will drown. And also, the grapes over water are unlikely to frost because water will heat several volumes of air, over 100 volumes of air. Therefore, looks like I've struck on a good pest-free, frost-free, easily collected system of growing grapes. That's how I'll grow my grapes. And you just did it by random allotment of a system to a system, of an element set to another element set. What happens if you add a glass house to it, which is another structure? What now happens to the system? It becomes a tropical grape-growing water system which will not frost either, which has its own built-in water heat storage system in it, and so on. What happens if you float your glass house out on a lake? Different proposition altogether. Here it is on its raft. And the lake freezes in winter. Well, certainly it doesn't freeze in the glass house. It remains open all winter. What the Swedes find too is that a whole column of hot water is set up and they now drop a plastic curtain around that and use it for heat input for housing all the winter. You can also grow quite tropical crops under glass houses in lakes and so on and so forth and so on. Rafts are part of your structural system which belongs specifically on water. How many uses does a raft have? As you start to do this, two things become apparent in your system. One thing is most of your system was empty until you started to do this. You were only thinking two-dimensionally. This forced you to think three-dimensionally. And that you've never ever seen a system which has actually been filled up. Most of the systems we at present use are basically empty. None of them are at production level. Now these combinations come up with some very unique solutions. They're not solutions at the time until you list out what benefits happen. I'll give you an exercise to do. I did it one night with a group. We put a glass house on the chicken house, the famous chicken house glass house, and we listed the number of benefits that came out of that. There are 29 highly beneficial results of attaching the glass house to the chicken house in this climate, anyhow. Right. So a single move can give you a very, very large beneficial product yield. This is a way to be creative in design. And then, so okay, we've worked out what we need to do for the elements. This really says something about what sort of combinations we make out of the elements. It goes right down to here. What happens if this entity is under this legal structure as against this other legal structure? What happens if this legal structure connects to this financial system with this entity? And you keep on doing it until you get a really harmonious set of products. And then you've got a whole system. What happens if the people are in this legal situation with this set of products and this financial system and so on? Problems are rapidly solved. The wrong legal structure in the right physical system is a disaster and so on. That starts to lead you to understand that there is an appropriate financial and legal system for all sets of community and land systems. And then we'll later get on to that. What sort of assets should be handled in what sort of ways. Also, that trellis is extremely appropriate to water. More appropriate to water than any other system. Vine crops are only found on water edges in natural state. All vine crops. Therefore, everything that is a vine likes to sit beside water and be trellised. Usually they grow on the natural tree systems beside the water. What happens if you put a blackwood here? Later you can let the trellis decay, transfer your vine onto your blackwood, and you're in a nice situation where you don't have to build a damn trellis anymore. And so on. Right, good. So on you go. Well, so this is another part of your design. Given that you've analysed the elements and their relationships, now you now test out whole sets of relationships which you store away for future use.